This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
I made it back from Seattle alive. What luck. Let's find out what happened last week in AWS security. In the vein of the SSO tax shaming site, meet the audit log wall of shame. Vendors should not be charging extra for audit logs because that is a baseline requirement for cybersecurity responsiveness. Saudi social media app Favo apparently had an unsecured database that spewed, among other things, AWS access keys into the wild. Remember to keep that stuff confined, please. And now it turns out that a compromise of a DevOps engineer's home computer was another attack that contributed to the LastPass breach. This gets worse with every further disclosure. I'm not at all seeing at this point how LastPass survives this as a going concern. If you're still using them at this point, you're courting disaster. From AWS comes an interesting update. There are three ways to boost your email security and brand reputation with AWS. So, okay, don't do this. If you're going to be doing email, you don't want to run it yourself, and you almost certainly want to pick a vendor that's less opaque than AWS's offerings here. SES's limits slash approval processes are arcane and inscrutable. You've got no real recourse if they take issue with you or what you're sending. And as for running it yourself, oh my stars, if you want to handle the network subnet's reputational issues, establish a working and responsive series of feedback loops, handle the spam detection and interdiction bits, and worry constantly about deliverability concerns, all in service of saving some money, good luck. Here be dragons. I lived this life for years, and there's a reason the last week an AWS newsletter reaches people via a third-party provider that is neither AWS nor my own Postfix server.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. I'm not going to dance around the problem. Your engineers are burned out. They're tired from pagers waking them up at 2 a.m. for something that could have waited until after their morning coffee. Ring, ring. Who's there? It's Nagios, the original Call of Duty. They're fed up with relying on two or three different monitoring tools that still require them to manually trudge through logs to decipher what might be wrong. Simply put, there is a better way. Observability tools like Honeycomb and very little else, because they do admittedly set the bar, show you the patterns and outliers of how users experience your code in complex and unpredictable environments, so you can spend less time firefighting and more time innovating. It's great for your business, great for your engineers, and most importantly, great for your customers. Try free today at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. That's honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud.
And as far as tools go today, I have found something delightful that I want to talk to you about for a second here, because I've been asking for stuff like this for a while. TrailScraper is an open source project to get useful information out of your CloudTrail logs, full stop. It is surprisingly well built because usually you've got to either use crappy bash scripts or else very expensive security products that may very well be great, but they're not for my side project that makes $0. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please continue onward.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.